we're visiting with Kinsey McAllister of the Stillwater FFA chapter. She's one of our area stars in agri-science. Ms. Kinsey, let's talk a little bit about your project.
So over the past 5 years, I've really dived into almost every aspect of the horse, whether that's the digestive system, the respiratory system, the heart and circulatory system, or just the anatomical build of the horse. I really dive into looking at which performance feed affects heart rates, if genetic performance testing correlates with respiratory and heart rates, and which best therapy methods reduce inflammation and some of the most vital aspects of the horse.
Well, so you've learned about all of this stuff, and you mentioned all the aspects of it. This must be a passionate project for you.
Yes, ma'am. I've been around horses ever since I could walk. So when I joined FFA, there was little to no involvement for me with horses besides horse judging. So I really wanted to take a step and kind of combine two of my favorite things, which is science and horses. So I think it turned out pretty well.
Who helped you along the way with this project?
So my advisor, Mr. Branscombe, and my parents are two of the most influential people in this project. They've really guided me, whether that's coming up with the research plan itself or interpreting the data. They've really been there since day one.
And would you say that this is kind of a project that can keep on going?
Oh, extremely. So building on my project from the first year and to now, I really want to take my experiments to the collegiate level and kind of work in the labs at Mississippi State University, where I can construct a career out of doing what I love.
What are some of the main things that you have takeaways from this? Like, what has it taught you? Did you learn anything that you hadn't heard before?
Just aside from like developing relationships with super big veterinarians and respective scientists, I've learned to be patient, and it's not going to work the first time. Most of these projects took several weeks, if not months, to get down to the exact percentage, degree. So it just taught me a lot of patience and determination.
And, of course, animals. You have to expect the unexpected when you're working with animals.
Yeah, it's a given.
Let's talk a little bit about your FFA career, because you're about to graduate. So what are some of your favorite moments that you can think back on?
So for the past 4 years, I've competed at the state agri-science and brought home the championship title every year. So that's a pretty big thing to me. And I've been a national finalist for the past 4 years as well. So those experiences are pretty big. And aside from the agri-science, I was able to win the 2020 doe fitting competition. So that was a pretty big milestone mm-hmm. in my livestock career. And just being able to try everything in ag has been really influential on me.
What would you say, looking back on the last 4 years, that FFA has done for you or means to you?
It has just showed me so many more opportunities than what is an ag than I originally thought there was. It showed me that agri-science can be a career. I mm-hmm. had no idea that I could combine two of my favorite things and do it for the rest of my life. So it really took me out of my comfort zone in itself and taught me public speaking skills and social skills to get these projects done and completed.
So what's coming up next for you?
So aside from attending Mississippi State in the fall, I'll be expanding my expert design there while continuing to rodeo and put my knowledge I've learned to the industry.
Do you plan on learning more about horses and kind of staying in the horse realm when you go to Mississippi?
Yes, I'll be majoring in equestrian science, actually, so can't get away from it.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us. Kinsey McAllister from the Stillwater FFA. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.